Good morning, Lamore.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Good. Joined by Lamore Kessem, Principal Consultant, Cyber Crisis Management at IBM Security. And Lamore, thanks for joining us. And over the last few years, cyber attacks have kind of evolved, and sometimes the bad guys are one up on the good guys. And this is affecting everything from our economy to our standard of lives. And IBM has a new data breach report out. Give a little summary of that and kind of where we stand when it comes to cyber attacks in our current life.
Rick, this year's report is one that we actually do this annually. We look at what happens to companies when they get attacked by cyber breach. And we're seeing that attackers have gotten to a point of, you know, making this an all-time high cost, $4.35 million on average per breach. And who ends up paying the price is consumers, because cyber attacks have evolved into market stressors. They're hurting the economy, just as we see COVID or the war in Ukraine causing supply chain delays and extra costs down the line. And this is a sort of a cyber tax where, you know, the companies that are going through these attacks have no choice at the end of the day but to increase costs. And we had over 60% of the companies we talked to said they had to increase costs, and 83% of them said they had more than one cyber attack.
Yeah, we're with Lamore Kessem from IBM Security. And we've all seen, Lamore, the price of gas, the price of groceries, of clothes, everything's gone up. And cyber attacks have something to do with that. I don't think most people are aware of that. You guys are calling attention to that.
Absolutely. So a lot of times, you know, if it's a very direct hit, like we talked about the pipeline or meat supplier, that's a very direct thing that people can understand. Okay, yeah, there's a shortage now because of a cyber attack. Government's getting involved. I can't get gas because of this thing. So that is a very clear connection. But when it has to do with a different part of the supply chain, you don't immediately see it. Let's say you want to go get a hamburger. There's a meat supplier in there. There's a logistics company. There's a transportation company. It brings the stuff to the stores. And by the time it gets to your hands, you know, it has passed a few parts of the supply chain. What if it's a supplier you don't really know? You don't buy directly from them. Your burger shop does. And they have all had to increase costs due to, you know, being hit or being impacted by a cyber attack. You end up paying more for that, you know, burger that you buy in the store every other day.
Yeah, great point. Everything trickles down to the consumers at some point. And a lot of my listeners, Lamore, are small businesses. A lot of my viewers are as well. What are some tips where maybe they can prepare themselves to prevent cyber attacks?
So when we are preventing cyber attacks, we want to look at the strategies that can help us that don't necessarily have to cost now going to plug in all kinds of different solutions, right? There is one doctrine known as zero trust. This is limiting the access that every user or every application or whatever else is accessing the network into the right context and the right amount of data at a time. So it's kind of like a micro segmentation. There was an executive order by the Biden administration last year suggesting that all critical infrastructure organizations adopt zero trust strategies. I think that just goes for everyone, really. You know, making sure that our networks are less trusting is going to also limit the entry of more criminals into these networks. If it's a small business, it doesn't have a lot of people and it doesn't have a lot of security staff. So whatever can be automated, make sure you use automation. If you could get applications that have some artificial intelligence in them, use those to do the mundane things, the repetitive things so that the staff you do have is able to focus on more important and valuable things in the company. And last but not least, you know, you can prevent an attack to an extent. At the end of the day, we can't guarantee we're not going to be attacked. So being prepared for an attack is just as important, if not more, to know exactly what we're going to do, how we're going to do it in case the worst does happen.
Great advice. We're wrapping up here with Lamore Kessem from IBM Security. And what are you guys doing at IBM Security, Lamore, that is more than just education? What are you guys up to?
So IBM Security is actually one of the biggest security companies in the world. We're over 8,000 people working solely in security. So we obviously offer products and services, but most of all, we offer companies the support they might need if they're going under a cyber attack. We send people over to help them out, to figure things out. We send experts over to analyze their systems and help them recover. And we also offer proactive services. So if they want to prepare, they want to have plans built up, they want to test them or simulate an attack, we're also there to help them with that.
Great, great stuff. Where can my listeners and viewers go for more information at this point?
They can go to ibm.com/security and find a lot of information there. And if they're interested in this report, it's called Cost of a Data Breach, and they can search on their favorite search engine.
Lamar, thanks so much. We're at a busy time of the year. We're heading into back to school and fall and the holiday shopping season. So great advice for everybody, and thanks for coming on.
Thank you.